Taking care of yourself first, you can't pour from an empty cup. Here's the uncomfortable truth about holiday hosting. You can simplify every tradition and set every boundary in the world, but if you're running yourself ragged trying to make everyone else happy, you're still going to crash. And when you crash, nobody wins. Not you, not your guests, not the holiday itself. We've all been there. It's Christmas afternoon, the house is full, and you realize you haven't sat down in 6 hours. You're exhausted, your feet hurt, and someone just asked when dessert is coming out. You smile and say, "Soon," but inside you're thinking, "I just want everyone to leave so I can lie down." That's not hosting. That's martyrdom. And it doesn't make anyone happy, least of all you. The problem with selfless hosting. Somewhere along the line, we got the idea that being a good host means putting yourself last. That your comfort doesn't matter. That you should be the one running around while everyone else relaxes. But here's what actually happens when you run yourself into the ground. You get irritable. Those little things that wouldn't normally bother you, someone tracking snow on the carpet, kids being loud, suddenly feel like personal attacks. You make mistakes. When you're exhausted, you burn the rolls. You forget the cranberry sauce. You snap at people who don't deserve it. You miss the actual holiday. You're so busy orchestrating everything that you're not present for any of it. The conversations happen around you, not with you. You model the wrong thing. If you have kids or grandkids watching, you're teaching them that hosting means suffering. Is that really what you want them to learn? You can't take care of everyone else if you don't take care of yourself first. It's not selfish. It's survival. What self-care actually looks like during the holidays. Forget bubble baths and scented candles. Real self-care during holiday hosting is more practical than that. Build in rest time and protect it. This isn't optional. Block off time in your schedule where you do nothing. Maybe it's an hour in the afternoon before guests arrive. Maybe it's 30 minutes in the morning with your coffee before the chaos starts. Whatever it is, treat it like an appointment you can't cancel. Because it is. Sit down while hosting. You don't have to be on your feet the entire time. Pull up a chair. Join the conversation at the table instead of hovering in the kitchen. If someone needs something, they can get up and get it themselves or ask you nicely while you're sitting. Eat actual food. It's tempting to just pick at things while you're cooking and call that a meal. Don't. Sit down and eat something substantial. You need the energy, and you deserve to enjoy the food you worked so hard to prepare. Ask people to help and let them. This isn't about delegating tasks, though that helps too. This is about accepting help when it's offered. When someone says, "What can I do?" don't automatically say, "Nothing, I've got it." Give them something real to do. Let them clear the table. Let them load the dishwasher. Let them entertain the kids for 20 minutes so you can catch your breath. Most people genuinely want to help. Let them. Know your signs of burnout and act on them. What does it feel like when you're hitting your limit? Maybe your shoulders tense up. Maybe you start snapping at people. Maybe you feel a headache coming on. Learn to recognize those signs, and when they show up, do something about it immediately. Step outside for 5 minutes. Go to your bedroom and close the door. Take 3 deep breaths. Don't wait until you're completely fried to take a break. Have an escape plan. Sometimes you just need to tap out. Maybe the noise level gets overwhelming. Maybe Aunt Carol has had too much wine and won't stop talking about politics. Maybe you're just done. It's okay to excuse yourself. Go to the bathroom. Go check on something in the garage. Go for a quick walk around the block. You don't owe anyone a detailed explanation. "I just need a few minutes" is a complete sentence. The hard part: believing you deserve it. The reason so many of us don't take care of ourselves during the holidays isn't because we don't know how. It's because we don't think we're allowed to. We think, "Everyone else is having a good time, I should be too. They're guests, I can rest when they leave. I'm the host, this is my job." But being the host doesn't mean being a servant. It doesn't mean sacrificing your well-being so everyone else can be comfortable. You're not a supporting character in someone else's holiday. You're a person who deserves to enjoy it too. What this actually looks like. Let's be concrete. Here's what self-care during holiday hosting might look like in practice. Morning of the event. You wake up early, but instead of immediately starting tasks, you have your coffee in peace. Maybe you read for 20 minutes. Maybe you just sit quietly. You start the day calm instead of frantic. During the event, you sit down with your guests instead of constantly jumping up to check on things. When someone offers to help, you say yes and hand them the dish towel. When you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, you step outside for 5 minutes and breathe. After the event, you don't try to clean everything before bed. You do the bare minimum: leftovers in the fridge, dishes in the dishwasher, and the rest can wait until tomorrow. You go to bed at a reasonable hour. Is the house perfect? No. Are you exhausted? Also no. And that second one matters more. The permission you're waiting for. You don't need permission to take care of yourself. But since so many of us feel like we do, here it is. You are allowed to sit down. You are allowed to rest. You are allowed to step away when you need to. You are allowed to enjoy your own holiday. The people who love you don't want you to suffer. They want you to be present, happy, and healthy. Everything else is just details. Shared wisdom. We want to hear from you. How do you take care of yourself during holiday hosting? Do you have a non-negotiable rest routine? A trick for stepping away when you need to? A way to accept help without feeling guilty? A sign that tells you it's time to take a break? We'd love to hear what works for you. Reply in the comments or email us atadmin@canadianseniormoment.ca. We'll feature the best responses in an upcoming roundup. Your experience might be exactly what another reader needs to hear. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn. Founders of Canadian Senior Moment.